it's called the front porch, will be where the astronauts are extracted from so that they can have a few minutes to get their land legs back before they're hoisted aboard the Navy helicopters for the flight back to the deck of the USS John P. Murtha.
And Houston, please reply. NRD, very weak, unreadable. Master Diver, we can hear, but they cannot hear us. And Houston, on OE-1, is there any chance to tie us into NRD?
Checking.
This is Mission Control, Houston. While we stand by for the establishment of communications between Integrity and the recovery team that is basically standing by very close to the spacecraft, we're going to go to the deck of the USS John P. Murtha. Megan Cruz is standing by with Administrator Jared Isaacman.
Hey, Rob, yeah, just such an honor to be able to be here on the ship, to be able to share and experience this moment with everyone together. And, of course, as you just said, yes, here with NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman. Administrator, how did you feel getting to witness this and seeing NASA at its best?
Oh, I mean, I'm honestly still at a loss for words. I mean, you know, like the childhood Jared right now can't believe what I just saw. I mean, almost been waiting my whole lifetime to see this, and then NASA Administrator, I just couldn't be more proud of the entire workforce, years, the effort, the late nights, all the hard work from across the country that contributed to this incredible moment right now. And, yeah, incredibly grateful, too, for our teams here on the John P. Murtha right now.
Yeah.
Got everybody. What do you guys think? We just brought some astronauts back from the moon, huh? Unbelievable. Thank you. Yeah, so grateful to the Navy, the sailors that are here, the NASA teams. I mean, this is a joint effort that's on their way right now. These recovery forces are getting out to our Orion spacecraft, Integrity, get our astronauts back on the ship safely.
And this is not just an accomplishment for NASA. This is an accomplishment for humanity. Again, a historic mission to the moon and back. How does this make you feel, and what do you hope people take away from this?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I think about the crew members that we've all had an opportunity to observe over the last 10 days, right? I mean, they're absolutely professional astronauts. I mean, wonderful communicators, almost.
This is the NY1 US. Oh. This is the NY1 US. Oh.